homily for Monday, the 13th of December. I want you to be forewarned. Today I'm going to cheat. I will not reflect on today's Mass readings, so my apologies to St. Lucy, whose feast day we celebrate today. But rather, I want you to hear from today's Office of Readings in the Roman Breviary. It's from a discourse titled On the Contemplation of God by the monk and abbot William of St. Thierry. He was a 12th century Benedictine theologian and mystic who became abbot of the monastery of St. Thierry in France. He later joined the Benedictine reform movement and joined the Cistercian or Trappist order. His message to us, always appropriate but especially in Advent, is that our Christian life and vocation begin and end with sensing and following the love of God. Advent calls us over and over again to become alert to the work of God's love. That work we see in Jesus, and that same work we can sense within ourselves as we are moved to follow Jesus and to do his love and to do his life. So please listen to the words of this very wise and holy man. So from William of St. Thierry. Truly, you alone are the Lord. Your dominion is our salvation, for to serve you is nothing else but to be saved by you. O Lord, salvation is your gift and your blessing is upon your people. What else is your salvation but receiving from you the gift of loving you or being loved by you? And this is clearly the reason you first loved us, so that we might love you, not because you needed our love, but because we could not be what you created us to be except by loving you. In many ways and on various occasions, you spoke to our fathers through the prophets. Now, in these last days, you have spoken to us in the Son, your word. By him, the heavens were established, and all their powers came to be by the breath of his mouth. Thus, Lord, is your word to us. This is your all-powerful message. While all things were in midnight silence, that is, we're in the depths of error, he came from his royal throne, the stern conqueror of error, and also the gentle apostle of love. Everything he did and everything he said on earth, even enduring the insults, the spitting, the buffeting, the cross and the grave, all of this was actually you speaking to us in your Son, appealing to us by your love, and stirring up our love for you. You wanted us to love you. Then we who could not with justice have been saved, have we not loved you? Nor could we have loved you except by your gift. So, Lord, as the apostle of your love tells us, and as we have already said, you first loved us. You are first to love all those who love you. Thus we hold you dear by the affection you have implanted in us. You are the one supremely good and ultimate goodness, and your love is your goodness. Those were the words and the reflection of William of Thierry during this time of Advent. Let us allow ourselves to be constantly recalled to the love of God, a love of God which, especially during this time of Advent, we recognize as always wanting to come to us, always taking the first step toward us, and always calling us to come.